broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous, excuse me.
World famous,
pardon. World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And more importantly, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And so we have to do it. We have to do the heavy lifting. We have to lead the way. And we do that each and every night here on the world famous Phil Hendry show with all kinds of things, satire, commentary, which is sort of satirical commentary and so forth, plus our website, philhendryshow.com, plus our live streaming video of the show that you can watch at philhendryshow.com each and every night if you have a backstage pass, as well as all of the thousands of hours of archives and so on and so forth. Now, and we also are selling our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. Am I getting the...
Boy, man, why don't you let people take a breath, man, before you go into commercial?
Sorry. I didn't mean to inundate you guys with a bunch of, hoo-ha and pitching, but let's face it, you know, times are tough, man, so everybody's got to, you know, man got to do what a man got to do. Hell, I'm just trying to make a living over here, you know.
I can dig that, man, but, you know, don't be, like, burying people in it.
No, I know. I'll let your heads up out of the sales pitch trough here. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. And we do have a number of things we're going to be talking about, much of it related to the Sandusky allegations. Other commentary will follow on other topics. But really, our two primary guests this evening, and there probably will be more, we are going to be talking in a moment to Herb Sewell. And Mr. Sewell was an incarcerated a prisoner at a forensic hospital. He had been remanded there, I believe it was in 1994, remanded there for child molestation. He was convicted, did 8 years there, underwent intensive therapy, and is now at a halfway house and has been an actual news contributor on this program. And you're going to meet him if you haven't met him. And I think that you will hear his story and at least be comfortable with him to this extent, that at least he can comment on some of these stories. I don't know. But we've had Herb on the show before, and he's provided some insight, although it's shocking for people. It truly is to have him, to have anybody like that on the radio show. Later on, we will have Charlie LaFountain on our program, and he's going to be discussing, we're going to be discussing the how to protect your kids. And Charlie is a grandfather. He is a member of a residence association where the kids are really closely monitored by the grandparents and the parents, and he'll give us some tips on how they're protecting their kids. And then we'll do our news and commentary hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're going to bring on Herb Sewell right now so we can talk with him about the latest. Now, first of all, before we talk about anything, Herb, and how are you doing?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you.
Before we talk with you about anything, let me just update people on the latest. And the latest is that there have been, first of all, one of the mothers of one of these victims has spoken publicly. I heard her on the Anderson Cooper show this evening. I'm sure she's spoken to perhaps other news media outlets. Among the very shocking things that she said, this is almost unbelievable. And it kind of pissed me off, to be honest with you. She said that when she heard from her son that Jerry was doing some stuff that was not quite cool, she went to the school. And the principal called her up one day after hearing this in tears and asked her to come to the school. The principal's in tears and says to her, "Now, you know, I have to talk to you about Jerry, but understand, he's a very nice man. And please understand the ramifications of what you are contemplating," which was going to the police.
I understand.
And so this woman, what she did do is she took her son and she went down to the Pennsylvania version of whatever they call it, Child Protective Services, which immediately contacts the police. Well, what I found to be really disturbing about all of that was the school's reaction and this principal saying, "Hey, now, Jerry's a really nice guy." I mean, I was floored, man. I mean, I got to tell you, I was, like, floored. I couldn't believe a school. I can understand some stupid people. I understand there's all kinds of, the world's crawling with dumbasses. But for a school with educators saying, "Well, you know, Jerry's a nice guy, and understand the ramifications of what you're about to do," and are you kidding me or what? Now, Herb, you were arrested for this crime. You did 8 years. Tell us what happened to you.
In terms of my incarceration?
Yeah.
Well, I was incarcerated. I was underwent electroshock, insulin shock. I was very heavily medicated at one point. And, of course, I'm dealing with other issues in my life having to do with issues having to do with the way that I was raised and my mother.
Were you molested?
I'm not willing to discuss that right now, to be honest with you. I would simply say...
I'm sorry, but they say most molesters were molested.
I'm not willing to discuss that right now, mostly because I don't really want it to appear as if I'm pushing the blame off onto somebody else. My primary interest in all of this, Phil, is how this is going to affect the rest of society as we move forward in dealing with predators, which, yes, you're right, I was one, and in protecting children, and also the lives of former molesters, former offenders, if you will. I prefer to call them offenders because I think that, really, at the end of the day, that's what they were. Keep calling them molesters. I think that you are saying that that the status, the extant state of these people is that they are molesters. Certainly not. I'm not a molester. And
you have not reoffended.
No, I have not. Most certainly have not. And I would say to you that I'm in a situation right now observing parole and at a halfway house and doing work... by way of telecommuting, whereby I keep myself under court order in the strictest of circumstances. Now, it is not to say that I don't try to have a life. And to that end, the South Bay Resident Co-op, which was something I joined, all adults, and is a health organization.
Now, what is this, a social organization?
It is a social organization of adults who are interested in what I guess has been traditionally called sun worship. And this is something that I have to take into consideration. I have to ask, all right, what are the parameters here? Because every other weekend we are meeting at one or two of the beaches in the Southern California area, and we sun worship. What are the parameters that...
When you say sun worship, what do you mean? Do you mean... You're nude?
That is correct. We are sun worshippers. You wish to call it naturalist. I don't like to use the term nudity because I think it bespeaks a sexuality. It's no sex. This is about sun worship. This is about, observing the naturalist lifestyle. Now, what do I need to know? What? Lay it out for me, because I don't want anyone thinking that Herb Sewell is out there trying to molest their children. That just isn't the case. But on weekends, certain weekends out of the month, I'd say on average one weekend a month, maybe two, I am with South Bay RC, and I don't have any clothes on. We are sun worshiping, and we're doing a variety of other things. We're swimming. We're playing volleyball. We're doing all of the games of over the line, but we are without any. We don't have clothes on now. The reason why I say this is that I want to know how does this work with children, so that we don't do anything whatsoever that will run afoul of children.
Well, I first of all, let me ask you this: do you think that that's a good organization for you to be in?
Absolutely, because there's no children allowed. They're all adults. I'm not around children.
Some of these organizations, these naturalist organizations, they have families.
No, not this one. This is all adults. No children allowed.
Okay.
And so, but my question it still stands.
Well, again, so you think it's a healthy organization. I know there's no children around. You're nude on a beach someplace.
That is correct. But it's not just that we're nude on a beach someplace, Phil. We are there as part of a regimen of health, and as part of a regimen of activity and exercise, without clothing, because the idea of clothing at all times is really quite destructive and really quite meaningless. Not that we don't wear clothes to go to work, but you see what I'm saying. But I'm looking for, personally, and I think the South Bay Resident Co-op is looking for this, because I brought this up to them. I said, I will be very honest with you. I, at one time, was incarcerated for child molestation. So I don't want to obviously reoffend. What do I do? Where do I go? Who do I talk to? So that I don't have someone saying, isn't that Herb Sewell? And he's standing on the beach with no clothes on, playing volleyball, and looking very cavalier. That's not the case at all.
Well, I can tell you that would be a... That, you know, I don't blame you for fearing that, because, you know, if I didn't know you, but I knew what you had done, and there you are, you're playing volleyball, and you're... And...
Yes, and it is insightful. I understand it's insightful for some people. If you're looking at naturalists, or you're looking at sun worshippers, and there's the obvious fact that on men especially, but also women, when you're jumping about and you're having a very heavy exercise period, you're doing some kind of exercise, you obviously the certain parts of your body are going this way and that. They're swinging around and so on and so forth. And I'm not going to get very graphic on that. I think you understand what I'm saying. And some people find that very insightful. And
well, insightful in that it makes people angry.
Yeah, it would make people angry, and I understand that. And so that already, we've already got one foot in it, if you will, as we're playing volleyball and we're playing over the line and all of these different games. And this is going on with the different, you know, aspects of our bodies. And then you have a man or a woman saying, look at those people, and they're obviously exposing themselves. And it makes me angry that the breasts on those women are swinging up and down and the men. And by the way, I've got my children with me. And isn't that Herb Sewell? You see what I'm saying?
Well, do you fear that you're going to be recognized?
Not so much that, but I want to be very clear as to what are the parameters here.
All right, well, how about this? Why don't I just say this? And I'm sure we can take phone calls when we go to our break, which we're going to do right now. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is our number. Herb Sewell is with us. He's a man convicted of child molestation, was in prison, is out now, is at a halfway house, is under strict parole supervision and whatever that is, Herb, and one of these days you could explain that to us.
Well, it's simply you're having to report to a parole officer.
I understand, but you also joined some kind of a nudist organization, and you're fearful that someone's going to think you're running afoul of children that way.
That is exactly correct.
Well, let me just say this. Why not have these meetings of nudists where you are on the beach, you have no clothes, whatever, as far away from children as you can?
Because, well, first of all, it's not practical. We have to have these events close to the city and close to the metropolitan areas and the associated environs where people live. You can't very well have this out on a secluded island somewhere.
Well, I don't mean a secluded island, but I mean you certainly don't want to run afoul of children, as you say, so... You wouldn't want to have it in any area where there are kids.
But it changes from one week to the next. I am the only one in this organization, as far as I know, that has this problem. That I have been incarcerated for molesting children. Everybody else is, obviously, is never does not have this on a record. So they're moving these meetings all over the place. And there may be a meeting or an event where we are... without any clothes on.
Well, I don't know, first of all, legally, how you can do that in California. I mean, nudity, public nudity.
Well, but in Florida, and there are other places where we move our meetings around.
All right. Herb Sewell on the line with us. Florida. Does he fly to Florida?
No.
Herb Sewell on the line with us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. He's a former. He was incarcerated for child molestation. Now he belongs to a naturalist sun worshiper organization and is afraid that he's going to be perceived as, you know, trying to pick up kids, and he wants to know what the rules are when it comes to that, so that there's no impropriety. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Herb Sewell. Later on tonight, we have Chris Norton and Charlie the Fountain joining us. We'll be
Truth
back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL as Herb Sewell joins us from the Los Angeles area. Mr. Sewell was incarcerated at Atascadero Forensic Hospital in Northern California for a period of time as a result of convictions for child molestation. And you were in a pretty serious environment up there, weren't you?
I would say that, yes, I would say it's very serious.
Some pretty, pretty rough people.
Well, I understand that this is a forensic hospital, which means that these people who are considered having these sorts of issues that are emotional or mental, if you will, and so they're not hardened criminals insofar as the cell block in a federal or state prison, but nonetheless, I was there with Randall Toomey, I was there with Walter Belhaven, Patrick William Morris. These were all notorious serial killers. In one instance, Randall Toomey, who was catatonic and was a man, the last physical act that he did on the outside was to murder his entire family. Walter Belhaven, a serial murderer from the time he was 12. So yes, this is a very, very serious group of people. My crimes pale, I would say, without trying to be too cavalier, but my crimes, I think, would pale in comparison to the Walter Belhaven. Now,
all right, but the point being, you were there, and these are serious people, and your crimes are serious against children.
Absolutely, Phil. Yes, I'm not trying to minimize them. I'm just saying that.
No, I understand what you're saying. And you did your time, and you are out, and you are not supposed to be around kids, but now you're in this nudist group, and...
Yes, but there are no children in the nudist group. These are adults, and...
I understand that. You want to know what the parameters are for what, a nudist group?
I'd like to know what the parameters are for a nudist group, and what are the parameters for nudist groups that have individuals such as myself that are former offenders... And we're trying to work on language, Phil, so that when we do leave prison or we do leave a forensic hospital, the language is, I'm not a former molester, I'm not a former offender. I was a guest of the state of California in terms, and I had aberrant social habits that needed to be corrected. And
I think that that's asinine. Asinine.
Why is that?
Because you were molesting children, aberrant social habits that needed to be corrected. Sounds like you're taking an Emily Post class. Let's go to a phone call here. Yes, sir, you're on the air on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Is the gentleman there online? The gentleman calling in, I forget what his name was. You there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on the air. I forget your... What is your first name?
William,
go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, my thing, I'm just sitting here and I'm listening and whatnot. And, I mean, for a person to be a sex friend and to want to be in a nudist group, I mean, you have the right to be able to want to, after you do your time, to go out and do what it is that you want to do. But, I mean, it's just certain things out there that you should stay away from. Like, a beach is a public place, you know what I mean? And
of course.
You really can't, you know, predict whether or not a child is going to be around. Like, you're setting yourself up to fail. You know what I mean? You're already going to be aroused, jumping around and exercising, butt naked, you know what I'm saying, with whoever's out there.
Well,
and then,
I'm not looking for children. I understand that, but I'm not looking for children. I'm looking to exercise and be a part of this group of adults that are playing volleyball, and we're enjoying ourselves, picnicking, lunching. But I don't even want the hint of impropriety. And if I'm out there and I've got no underwear on,
but that's
and
my
a kid
point.
Wanders...
But that's my point. If you... It's not about what you want. It's about what other people perceive of what it is that you want. And being that your status is what it is, if I walk by with my kid and I do know who you are, you know what I mean? All you have to do is make a funny look that way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to assume that you're giving him the eye. And the fact that you're butt
that's a good,
makes it even worse.
That's a good point, Herb. What about people that may recognize you?
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. If someone does recognize me, such as this gentleman, William, I would be able to, if I've got some parameters, to say to him, William, before you say anything, you know, discuss it. Now, if he does recognize me, and I'm standing there, and I'm in what we call a half regalia. Half regalia means that basically when you're sun worshiping, if it's a cold day, you wear a shirt. Well, wearing a shirt, if you've got a T-shirt, but you're naked from the waist down, I'm basically standing there with my genitals hanging out. And I would hope he's not going to walk by. Yes, sir?
Right. I mean, what beach are you actually able to do something like that?
Well, it changes from week to week. Many of them, it's sometimes Cove down in Laguna Beach, sometimes it's, but they do change from week to week.
Why? Are you trying to stay ahead of the police? I mean, this is...
it is legal in some... Mr. Henry, that was very uncalled for. No, we're not trying to stay ahead of the police. It is legal in some areas of Southern California if you are so many hundreds of yards away from a roadway or that kind of thing.
All right, listen, William, thank you for your call, sir. We got to take a break. I appreciate it very much. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Herb Sewell, a former child molester, now out of prison and has joined some kind of a nudist colony and wants to know what the parameters are.
Phil,
we'll be back.
Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're talking here with Herb Sewell, and all of this was really a part of the Jerry Sandusky Penn State scandal that is now rearing its ugly head, and the more we hear about it, the less we like it. Not that we liked it at all. Not that we liked anything having to do with it, but as these facts come out, Herb, they're just more odious and more odious.
Well, I totally agree with you. They are very odious.
Yeah. And as someone such as yourself who's been in prison for this, you know what people's view is. It is extremely raw. Sometimes it can be violent. Sometimes it's harsh.
Phil, believe me, I know exactly what you're saying, and I know the sensitivities. And I was... And I became aware of those as I went through my treatment, you know. And when I got out of Atascadero, after 8 years of being treated for this horrible, horrible compulsion, which is to harm children in this way, you begin to reflect and you begin to see the horror of the crimes that you committed and the horror that you visited on people. And you believe me, a rational mind never wants to be involved with anything like that again. And that is who you're talking to right now, Herb Sewell. I'm not claiming that I was rational then. I'm not claiming that I was rational at any time during my hospitalization. But I'm telling you that today, I have a rationality and I have an appreciation for the dangers and for the harm that I did do. And I'm very grateful for this chance.
All right, so having said all of that, why have you joined a nudist... I don't know what you call it.
Well, first of all, it's not nudist. It's naturalist. It's sun worship. It's not a colony. It's a club. And I joined it because I have an interest in health and sport, and certainly wanted to meet people who have a similar interest. The regalia that I'm talking about is called half regalia. What we wear are sweatshirts or sweaters that come just below the navel. And then everything on down, you are disrobed. You're naked. We only wear those in cold weather. But I was concerned because if we're playing volleyball and people see us wearing these sweaters and are, if you'll forgive me for saying, the men at least, their genitals are swinging everywhere, people are going to think that we're trying to make people angry, that we're trying to show off. I don't know what they would think. So that's why I wanted to know the parameters.
Well, what do you mean the parameters? What are you talking about the parameters?
What are the parameters for me being in a nude club?
Well, have you asked your parole officer? Have you asked the...
I can ask. There's a lot of people I can ask, but it's better for me to get the lay of the land and the feel, because the parole officer is going to tell me, no, 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 no. Whereas people might be more... I can well imagine, for instance. I heard what you said.
Look, you know, you're dancing around us, Herb. I already told you that people have a very unforgiving nature.
People have an unforgiving nature, but when they know that I'm not interested any longer in their kids, then I can get some input as to how to proceed. Because right now, if I'm, for instance, at a beach activity, at a beach function with the South Bay Resident Co-op...
And this is this nudist organization?
This is the Naturalist Sun Worship, yeah.
Okay.
And I am nude, and I'm standing talking to someone. And I'm laughing, and I'm enjoying myself, and suddenly a kid walks by with his parents, and they recognize me. Am I protected? You know, in other words, what do I do? Do I start? I can tell you this. My instinct is to start running.
And your instinct is to start running. Well, maybe that's a good instinct, because if you...
Well, that's patently illegal. I'm not going to be harassed that way.
Well, look at Herb. If you are standing there laughing, and why did you bring up laughing?
Because some people may find that provocative, that I'm laughing and uproariously, and someone walks by and recognizes my picture from the newspaper.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. You know.
Don't know. And yet you are judging me. This is what I'm talking about, Phil. The judgment. The constant judgment. You're judging me, and yet you don't know. Should I run?
Should you run? I got to just go back to what people were saying. I would not be in that situation. I would not put myself in that situation, like that one gentleman said, of being a nudist, a former child molester, and now you're standing on a beach laughing and playing volleyball, and a guy walks by and recognizes your face from the newspaper.
Yes.
And that, well, okay, so he's going to confront you, perhaps. And you want to know, what do you do, run at that point? Yeah, I think I would.
Well, all right, thank you, because you just stepped into the trap. That's illegal. He's not allowed to do that. So I said what I said, Phil, to see if you'd take the bait, and you did.
And what do you mean, take the bait? I mean, what else could I say?
You could say something that would be legal. Legal. Do I have the legal right to be in the half regalia playing volleyball and laughing? Yes, I do. Do I have the legal right to have no clothes on? Yes, I do. Do I have the legal right even to have, as you say, you know, the genitalia swinging? Yes, I do.
Well, no, you said that. Let me get a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me go over to Dean. Hey, Dean, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a father. I'm the father of a young son, and I'm the father of two daughters. And I'm listening as patiently as I can to the man that you have on your program, and I'm really trying very hard to understand. I consider myself to be a pretty liberal and progressive person. In fact, I've donated much of my time to progressive and liberal causes. And so one would think that I'd perhaps have a better understanding of a man like this.
I would hope you would, sir.
Well, now, what I want you to do is just not say anything, please, until I'm finished. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm a progressive person, and I think that I'm a liberal person.
That's the same thing.
Mr. Henry, would you tell him to not say that?
Please, Herb, don't.
I said liberal and progressive.
Would you please tell him to not do that?
Herb, just let the man finish.
Okay, well, is he the program director of the RIV?
Would you please ask the man, because I'm trying to be patient. I want to see things on your side of things, but the more you talk, the tenser I get. And I'm into holistic health. I'm into health, too, Mr. Sewell. And
I think holistic healing is wonderful.
Would you please?
Herb, just let the man finish.
The sound of my voice, does that bother you?
Yes, it does. Yes. I'm going to say something that I don't think I ever would have said, because I've marched for women's rights. I marched against the war in Iraq. I've been at Occupy San Francisco for 14 days straight, to the point where I have not had a bath or anything decent to eat. My breath. And the reason why I bring that up is I kissed my wife today, and she, my own wife, looked at me and waved her hand like my breath. She used an old line. She said, your mouth smells like the you-know-what army slept in it.
Japanese army.
Yes, and I didn't want to say that. It was very, very politically incorrect.
But it seems to me that you're trying not to be politically...
Would you please shut your mouth?
All right, now hold on for just a minute.
I don't want to listen to this guy, Phil.
All right, hold on for just a minute. Let this man finish, but I have to tell you, Dean, get out what it is you want to get out, and then let Herb talk, because you're spending more time correcting him.
I understand, but when he talks and interrupts me...
This is a free country.
Shut up!
Herb and Dean, I'm going to hang up on you if you yell again. Herb, just be quiet.
I spent 2 weeks at Occupy San Francisco. When I got home to my own wife, she waved her hand in front of her face when I tried to kiss her and said my mouth smelled Like, that's correct. The Japanese, and she didn't even use the word Japanese. She used a shortened version of that. So in recent days, our home, which has always been a refuge for progressive thought for people in our neighborhood, for people in our town, for people in our area of the Bay Area here, it's been a refuge for progressive thinkers. And in recent days, we're under a great deal of stress when my own wife says that I got a mouth that smells like the you-know-what army slept in it overnight.
You're laughing.
And I am not laughing. I'm emotional.
No, I heard you laugh.
And I am not laughing. You want to see me laugh? I'll come to where you are, and I'll sever your...
He's disconnected.
Of course he already he's disconnected. He disconnected when he was born. You know, when he was born, he disconnected.
Okay, Herb, but as I said, when the man was getting jacked up and getting wound up, you should have just kept your mouth shut. 877-876-PHIL. Harvey Wireman is joining us now. Harvey, I know that you've had experience, obviously, in the criminal area of law, and we have. And I know you know Herb. Give me your take on whether or not Mr. Sewell's activities at a nudist colony make sense.
Well, first of all, I know Herb Sewell. How are you, Herb?
Very good, Harvey.
First of all, this man has every right in the world to... he's got every right in the world to go wherever he wants and do... There's a song that came out a number of years ago, Go Where You Want to Go and Do Whatever You Want to Do. You know the song they did?
I think that was a song by the Fifth Dimension.
What was that?
A song by the Fifth Dimension?
Yeah, Fifth Dimension.
What do you mean, Fifth Dimension? What are you talking about?
That, the name of the group.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. All right, so this was a song. And it said, you got to go where you want to go, do what you want to do. That's what, I don't want to say that ought to be the theme song of child molesters, but the way we're living these days. And
well, what do you think he should do in terms of this nudist?
I heard the man say five times it's not a nudist, it's a naturalist. What did you say, Herb?
Yes, thank you, Hobby. It's a naturalist of sun worship organization.
Yeah, naturalist sun worship. As a criminal defense attorney, hold on for a minute. Get Grandpa a big glass of water, that new water that your mother brought. We just got back from dinner, Phil, and I had a delicious. They had a cheese item that I got, but it creates phlegm. So this guy should be singing the. You got to go where you want to go and do how you do it. You know,
I understand about the song Go Where You Want to Go. I understand that. I doubt seriously whether that's a very good theme song for child molesters, you know?
Why not?
Go Where You Want to Go?
Bill, I'm sure you understand if we've served our time, if we did the time because we did the crime. You've heard that before.
Yeah, but you know something, man? There's such a thing as a supervised probation, etc., and that's what Herb is currently observing. So what should he do in terms of a nudist, or if you don't want to call it that, this sun worship organization?
Well, the best thing for you to do... The best thing for you to do is if you are, you're out on the sand and you're enjoying your afternoon, I can certainly understand that. You people don't wear pants or something, is that what you do?
Well, we wear pants, but we don't wear, on cold days, we will wear a top. And so it comes down to the name.
Yeah, but for all intents and purposes, you're naked.
That is correct, yes.
All right, well, then what I would suggest you do is if you see a man walking down the promenade or the walkway or however with a kid, that you very, very slowly approach and say, my name is Herb Sewell. I was incarcerated for child molestation, but, and this is very important, Herb. This is very important. I was incarcerated for child molestation, but I've been through intensive therapy, and I'm here with adults. You have nothing to fear, and maybe even because what you don't want to do is make them afraid. So, you see, yes, I'm naked from the waist down, and you can see. And
you must be out of your mind, man. That would never fly.
May I finish? Oh, boy. Can I finish what I'm saying? Well, you're butting in.
I don't care if I'm butting in. Are you crazy? Hi, I'm Herb Sewell. I was incarcerated for child molestation. And let me just say to you...
Do you mind if I finish with... I've got...
Hold on. What a whack job, man. Every time I have that cat on the show...
What's wrong with his throat, man? He's always gagging.
Always gagging? How can a guy get a point out when he's gagging up phlegm... And he's not even giving you anything realistic. Hi, I'm Herb Sewell. I was arrested for child molestation, but as you can see now, yes, I am nude from the waist down, but I'm here with all these adults. Okay, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Herb Sewell. We've had Harvey Wireman on the line with us, talking to us about what he thinks the criminal ramifications are of Mr. Sewell, a former child molester, being a member of a naturalist or nature-worshipping organization, and exactly what that can mean to him by way of the law and his ability to remain within the law. We'll get Herb back on the line here, and Harvey is with us from San Marino. I'm sorry to have to hang up on you, Harvey, but I didn't hang up. I didn't put you on hold so radically. We had to go to a break, you know.
Well, you know, and you also were saying to me that I forget what you said, but you said that that he had no right to be at the beach, and I beg to differ. As a criminal defense attorney, I happen to know what a person's constitutional right, you know, a constitutional rights are. And the let me jump in here, Harvey, because I know that you're struggling this evening with the phlegm issue, but thank you very much, by the way, for coming to my defense, as it were. I do believe that that we all have to understand that even those of us that have been in prison have every right in the world to do whatever it is we feel like doing within the law. And so the
idea, Harvey, that he's nude on a beach.
Oh, well, the idea that he's nude on a beach, he's not going up to a kid and saying, "Hi, I'm nude."
But you're telling this guy that if he happens to see somebody that recognizes him, he should walk up to the man and his kid and say, "Yes, it's true. I was incarcerated for child molestation. Hi, little boy. But I'm okay now." Meanwhile, he has no pants on.
You know, you make everything sound like a twisted joke, Henry. This is the thing that you make everything sound as if it's a gag.
Well, what do you call that? That sounds like a joke to me.
I can assure you, Phil, it's not a joke. It's not a joke when the father is standing there and he wants to run you through with whatever is handy. It's not a joke when they want to come to your house and burn it to the ground with you in it. It's not a joke, I can assure you, when they want to tie you to a tree and set fire to the tree. I've seen it all happen, and I've seen it happen millions of times. You tell them, Herb, because as a criminal defense attorney,
when are you going to retire, man? That's what I'd like to know.
What did you just say to me? Boy, I can't believe you said that.
I said, when are you going to retire?
When am I going to retire? Boy, you got a pair on you.
I don't know how it is you argue a case when you're standing in front of a judge and a jury, and you're saying, "In your honor, whatever it is you're doing there."
You know something? You got a big pair. Herb shouldn't be afraid of joining a nude colony, or a, what do you call it, Herb? A nude colonization? No, it's not a nude colonization.
You call it sun worshiping.
I'll do it, thank you. It's called sun worshiping. Sun worshiping. Sun worshiping.
Sun worshiping.
I'll do it. All right, well, you know, you got such a big pair on you, Henry, that Herb shouldn't worry about being in the nude. When a kid walks up, you ought to, because you could sit on yours. I think you would have a pleasant tomorrow.
What a foul-mouthed bastard he is. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get Margaret Gray on the line here as we're talking with Herb Sewell about this idea that he wants to be in a nudist club or something. Margaret, how are you?
Well, I wanted to. I don't know what it is you're talking about, but I heard Harvey mention a song, "Go Where You Want to Go." Now, I know that I don't want to interfere with the or intrude on the topic, but I heard the mentioning of "Go Where You Want to Go." Is that what I heard?
Yes, this is Herb Sewell. Mr. Wyman mentioned the song "Go Where You Want to Go and Do Whatever You Want to Do."
No, it's not called "Go Where You Want to Go and Do Whatever You Want to Do." That's number one. It's called "Go Where You Want to Go." The song was recorded by both the Papas and the Mamas and the Fifth Dimension, Phil, and that's what you were struggling with. You know they were a group, right?
Yes, I know they were. It's called the Mamas and Papas. And
I said the Fifth Dimension.
I know that, but she also said the Mamas and the Papas and the Mamas.
They're called the Mamas and Boy.
You really don't know your music, do you, Phil?
She said it. I didn't say it.
Well, the song goes like this, okay?
Jesus.
Who said that?
I did. I'm sorry, but I was put on Mr. Henry's show.
Hold on for a minute. One, two, one, two, three. You gotta go, we'll go where you... Oh, forget it. I can hear the bumper music. You know, you really know how to pee all over a guy's picnic. So, I really hope that you come down with a very, very raging, virulent, sexually transmitted disease.
Phil Henry.
Now go out and make it a great day.